Good morning. Welcome to Frontlines Prayer. So excited to have all y'all on today. Right now, tell Joni happy birthday. Serena's birthday was yesterday. Joni's birthday is today. And as part of the crew, the building team of Frontlines Prayer, just tell them happy birthday. You guys already have been, but may this be both of your best years yet in Jesus' name. And as you are also saying happy birthday, it's going to let me know, you know, who's on, who's watching. It's 6 a.m, so let us know who's here. Comment, tell us who you are, where you're watching from. Lisa Lamb was our first commenter. Jake Lebrecht asked how early you have to be here in order to be the first commenter, because Lisa's held it down recently between Lisa and Tabitha. So we typically put the event up between 5:30 and 5:45. So if you want to like have a competition of who's first, I don't know if that's biblical or not, but if you want to do that, it goes up between 5:30 and 5:45. So we've got Lisa Lamb, William Stephen Aldridge, number 4, is on. Jake Lebrecht is here. Johnny's here. Serena Ann Crabtree, back from New York, as is Joni. So good to have them both here. It's like the family's complete again. Matthew is here. I'm scrolling just because there's a lot of Joni and Hannah right back to back. Joni, Hannah, Jake, Lisa, Janine, Miss Marilyn, Cheryl is on. Seth is here. Darcy's here. J-Lo is here. Good morning, Mr. Phil. Mr. Phil, this is your chance. You can wish Joni a Mr. Phil type happy birthday if you want. Juliet is here. Johnny's here. Mr. Phil just did a normal happy birthday, Joni. That's the love of God. That's what that is. It's the love of God. Dylan is on. Good morning, Dylan G. Pickett. And then Juliet, she says, welcome back, Joni and Serena. So good to have everybody here today. It's going to be an awesome day of prayer. Joni just said, he kind. That sounded like Hannah took your phone right there and typed that in. Wow. Well, Marky Eleanor is here. Marky Eleanor, 2 middle name Dunphy is here. Serena is putting in an emoji of some sort. Hearts, yellow hearts. That Serena's back. So today, we're going to be hopping in to prayer. Here's what I also want to let you guys know of. We are a part here in Stanley County. We have an awesome privilege to be able to help host the National Day of Prayer here in Albemarle. And so if you are local to Frontlines Prayer, even if you're not, I believe we're going to stream it. But if you're local to Frontlines Prayer and you are able, on May 1st, that Thursday, we're going to be meeting in like the downtown square park, the Kelly Pickler Park. It's where the gazebo is here in town locally. But we're going to be gathering there at noon Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be praying the will of God over this county, over this state, this nation, this world. And we want to invite you to come and be a part. As people of this time of prayer, you know how to pray. And we are wanting our faith filled, hungry people to assemble all in one place together and decree the will of God over this city, our state, our country, this world, and watch as this world is as his word is established. So if you're able to come, we invite you to come May 1st, noon, here in Albemarle. We'll be putting out some more information about that soon, but wanted to give you guys a heads up. It's going to be awesome. Good morning, Shanae. Good morning, Charlia. Good morning, Miss Catherine in the comments. She's also here in person. Sharon is also here in person. I was trying to scan the room to make sure I'd addressed everybody who's here. Morning, Hannah Seyfried. So good to see you. Julie Buck is also here. See, I knew I needed to like give it just another second or so because we have people hopping on. And as we're about to hop into prayer, Pastor Nicole, I love you. She says, amen, go. And I'm going to take that to be go to the square, not just go start finally praying, Barrett. I'm going to take that to be affirming. Either way, I'll take it because I'm about to get started. So we're going to hop in today. We're going to start praying. And before we do, one of the things that we purpose to do here in Frontlines Prayer is ensure that there's unity amongst all of us. If we're coming in corporately to pray, but I'm praying about, you know, the healing of God, and Marky is praying about finances, and Matthew is over there praying about supernatural protection, where is the unity? We all need to be in a corporate setting. We need to be unified around the word of God. So we're all following the same direction. So we're not scattered in prayer. So this morning, what's really cool, so excited that Juliet is on. I'm excited that all of you are on. But one of the things, I'm really excited Juliet's on because she sent me a verse this morning that she had no idea in the natural how beautifully it tied together with what the Lord had already told me, the direction we were to start off with this morning. See, here's the thing that's important. Every joint supplies. I'll hit that gong like until Jesus takes me home. And probably thereafter. I don't know. I've never been to heaven. So, I mean, maybe not. But at least until Jesus takes me to heaven with him, this is going to be something that I emphasize because it's so true. Every joint carries a supply. In prayer, I may be the one in front of this camera, but every single person in this room, every single person watching and engaging their faith online, your supply is vital. So if the Holy Ghost is bringing up something to you during prayer, put it in the comments. If the Holy Ghost is bringing something up to you prior to prayer that you believe may be important for the flow of the day, send it to me. Jules was right on target because today we are going to be praying and decreeing over this ministry and the vine that we're connected to that the Lord would fill us with a revelation of who He has called us to be and decreeing that in this revelation, we begin to walk in such a way that is suitable for the times that we're in. So today, we're going to look at two different passages of scripture really quickly. Looking at Ephesians, and I think I'm going to go to Ephesians 22, 1 verse 22 first. It says, and he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So what this verse is saying is that the Father put all things present, all things to come, all things named, all things unnamed. He put all things under the authority of Jesus. But here's the thing. He put all things under him, under his authority, and gave Jesus as the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So in this passage, what we see is all things are placed under the authority of Christ. He is the head. But is Jesus some floating head up in the heavenlies and all he is a head? No, he has given Jesus authority as the head over all things. But we as the bride, we as the church, we are his body. So if all things are placed under his authority, all things are placed under his lordship, then that means as I am connected to the body, all things are also under the authority that I have in Christ. All things are under the authority I have in Christ. Put that in the comments. All things are under the authority I have in Christ. All things present, all things to come. All things present, all things to come. I have an authority over all things as I'm in him. As I'm in him. As I'm in him, I have an authority over all things. And the reason that I wanted to go there first, and then we're going to back up to Ephesians 9 and 10, verse 1, 9 and 10, is because we've got to have that revelation in us in order to understand how we're praying today. We're not praying. We're not those that are coming in, well, maybe God will, maybe he won't. No, God has given the authority of what takes place on this earth to you and me. Authority on this earth is in our hands. And if we come in to yoking together with Jesus, he has been given authority over everything present, everything named, everything unnamed. He's been given authority over all spiritual principalities. He's been given authority over every weapon of the enemy. Jesus has authority to cause those things to come to nothing. We have been given authority over all things. So in order to pray effectively, I'm not a wishing and a hoping and a thinking and a praying. No, no, no. I recognize who I'm called to be. We recognize who we're called to be, and we pray with that confidence of knowing who we are in Him. In Him, all things are placed under my feet. In Him, all things are placed under my feet. It's not like, imagine it this way, and then we're going to move on to the next scripture. The image that came up in my spirit a few minutes ago is, if I see a spider, my head, and I'm standing up and I look down and there's a spider, my head is obviously going to be above the spider. It's on the ground. But my body has no need to freak out. All I do is lift up my foot and I step on that thing. My body doesn't need to freak out. It is already over that weapon of the enemy. It's already over that thing that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. It's already heightened growth-wise. It's already above it. I just need to step and squash those things of the enemy. Yes, I think spiders are of the enemy. But regardless, like that's the picture. We have authority over every single thing in Him. In Him, I have been made a victor. In Him, I've been made an overcomer. In Him, I have authority over everything on this earth. Everything. Nothing's left out of that. He placed all things in subjection to Him, and I'm one with Him. So now, with that in mind, look at Ephesians 1, 9 through 10. This is what Juliet sent me this morning. She said she woke up with it in her spirit, just bursting out of her, and she felt led to share it. It's because it pairs so beautifully with where the Lord was already taking us today. Ephesians 1, verse 9. He made known to us the mystery of His will. God made known to us the mystery of His will. We're not confused. We're not in the dark. We're not cloudy. He made known to us the mystery of His will. What is the mystery of His will? To give us a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ. Things in the heavens and things on the earth in Him. In Him. In Him. In Him. In Him. Here's the mystery of His will. There is an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. And that administration is the body of Christ picking up the revelation of righteousness, receiving it by faith, and walking as those who carry an authority on this earth. That phrase, to give us an administration suitable for the fullness of the times, translated out from the original language it was written in, literally means to give us a household management system that is under the authority of one head. We are in Him, that household management system, that administration, suitable. It's an administration that is summed up under one head, summed up under Him. In Him, all things are placed under His feet. In Him, all things are under His feet. All things are under His feet. The administration, the management system, the way that God has created this end times time that we're in to work is that we would rise up in our revelation knowledge of who we are and wield the authority He has given to us so that the fullness of Him would not just be available. It would flood us. It would fill us. That's what that word fullness means. That we would be filled up and representing outwardly. That we would be those that are filled to the full today and representing what it means to be filled up by Christ. That it would happen inwardly and demonstrated outwardly. It would happen inwardly and demonstrated outwardly. In this administration, in this household management system, in this time that we're in, there's a plan. There's a plan of God. That's another way to translate out what administration means. There's a plan of God to see His will done on this earth. And that plan is for the body of Christ to receive receive the revelation that we are yoked together with him, and together with him, all things have been placed under our authority. Nothing happens on this earth without an authority being granted to it. And it's time that today the body of Christ wakes up to who we're called to be, that we would see clearly what we're called to be, who we're called together with, who we're yoked together with, and we would pray that heaven comes to earth today. The time that we're in requires a faith filled church of God to rise up in our authority now and to pray that the fullness of God's will is done. So today, as we hop in to pray, recognize you're not small in the eyes of God. You are yoked together with a God who is all in all, him who is above all things. You are one with him now. And we, one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. There's much more than two on right now. Sherry says in the comments, we see it. We see who we are. We see what this group is. We see what this time is. This time of day, this time coming together to pray, this is our time of releasing our authority on this earth and watching as the word accomplishes what we send it to do. With this in our hearts, with this coming out of us right now, let's step into this time of prayer and let's watch as God's will is done on this earth. People in the studio, you know how to roll with this. So you be led with all of these things. If you're there in the comments, put what the Lord is bringing up to you in the comments. Use your authority. Release what God is giving to you today. Do not just listen to me pray. Like that's me beseeching you. I am urging you. Do not just listen to me pray. Release your own authority. Come into this place of unity where together we pray and we see God's will happen on this earth today. Let's pray. And we're going to start the way that we start every time we come into the presence of God. We're entering his gates with thanksgiving. We're entering his courts with praise. Just begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Begin to lift his name on high. Just begin to worship him and praise him. Let that praise come out of your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. That's how we give thanks well. But Lord, right now, we lift up to you the praises of your people. You are awesome, and we thank you this morning for an opportunity to pray with you, an opportunity to come together and partner with you. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. And we thank you this morning that we are the loved of God. We are the loved of God. We just receive your love fresh this morning. We are the loved of God. We are the loved of God, and we thank you, Lord, for that honor and that privilege that you would look on this earth and see us and know they are the loved of God by me, and I'm going to make it known to all the earth. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for waking each one of us up this morning with strength. We thank you for filling our bodies with strength and purpose. We thank you, Lord, that we woke up. And if we woke up, there's a purpose on this earth to be accomplished today. We thank you that you would choose to partner with us. We thank you that your will is being done through the saints this morning. We thank you for all 40 plus people that are watching, that are here in person, that are gathered together to pray out the mysteries of God this morning. We thank you that you are the God who is the revealer. We thank you, Lord, that we are not without. We are very much with. We have a help. We have been given the Holy Ghost. Jesus, right now, fill us fresh with your Holy Spirit and with your fresh fire this morning. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for that gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for our teacher. We thank you for the revealer. We thank you for the helper. We thank you for the leader into the fullness of prayer this morning. It's not by our power. It's not by our might. We're led into the fullness of prayer by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is leading us into the fullness of the times, leading us into the fullness of his will for today, leading us into the prosperity of this assembly, leading us into the prosperity of this meeting, this assembly of saints praying prospers mightily in the name of Jesus. It prospers mightily in the name of Jesus. Mightily in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Yada kada kai. Thank you, God. Yada kanda kare samba takari atai. Thank you, Father. Loto konda kara san. Lada kare. We praise the God of our salvation. We praise the God of hope. We praise you, Lord of angel armies. You are worthy to be praised. You are awesome. You are ever winning. You are ever faithful. You are glorious. You are richer than the richest. You are wiser than the wisest. There's no one that compares to you. There's no one that comes close to you. Lord, you are wonder-working, miracle, mighty God. You have power. You are the God of the riches. You are the God of power. You are the God of salvation. You are the God who is always looking to get his goodness to his people. And this morning, we magnify your name. We lift up the name that's above every name. In the name of Jesus is the increase. In the name is the increase. Brother Tracy preached that this weekend. In the name, in the position of the name is the increase of God. Lord, we thank you for being in the name. We praise you, God, that you grafted us in. We praise you that we are not orphans, or that we are not abandoned orphans looking for those that we can receive from. No, you have given us the spirit of adoption. You have made us your children. And by that act of mercy and grace, we have the awesome privilege of reaching out to you this morning in faith and crying, Abba, Father, 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 you are ours. Thank you for that privilege. We praise our Father. We praise the King of Kings. We praise the Lord of Lords. We praise the great I am that I am. We lift you up this morning and we magnify your name. You are wonderful. We thank you for the word. We thank you that it's leading us into your perfect will of God this morning. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God who is always leading us to triumph in Christ. Praise be to God who has redemptive works happening right now in and through this body. We thank you for the salvation in full through this vine of this ministry. Every partner, every member, every attender, March of Faith, every nation, the Philippines, Mexico, Africa, everywhere you are sending us to go, Lord, we thank you for the salvation of God in those places. Salvation of God be in the Philippines. Salvation of God be in Mexico. Salvation of God be in these United States of America. Salvation of God be in Albemarle. Salvation of God be in Stanley County. Salvation of God be in Troy and Montgomery County. Salvation of God be in Salisbury and Rowan County and Cabarrus County. Salvation of God be in Charlotte, in Mecklenburg, in Union County. Lord, let your salvation be seen everywhere Boomerang Church is and everywhere Boomerang Church is assigned to go. Salvation of God be in the land of the living. Lord, today, give us a spirit of seeing and knowing who you've called us to be in Christ. Let us see exactly who you've called us to be. Let the revelation of who we're yoked together with, who we're loved by, let that revelation hit us. Let it just awaken on the inside of us. Let it burst open like on a noonday when all the blinds may be drawn and you snap those suckers down and the blinds fly open and the bursting forth of the light of God comes. I decree now in the name of Jesus over every partner, every member, every attender, everyone connected to this ministry, a burst of revelation knowledge come of who we've been called to be in Christ. A burst of revelation knowledge. A burst of revelation knowledge. A burst of revelation knowledge. Come now in the name of Jesus. Illuminate us from the inside out. Let us see who you've made us to be clearly. Let that be how the confident, joyful expectation of God just begins to overflow out of us. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are yoked together with a head that's above everything. And that means everything is under our feet too. In the name. A great bursting forth of the light of God. A great bursting forth of the light of God. A great bursting forth of the light of God. A great bursting forth of the revelation of God. A great bursting forth of the revelation of God. A great bursting forth. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough in identity. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough in identity. I see it now. Lord, as that word is already lit up on the inside of Pastor Nicole, I thank you that today, every person she comes into contact with today, that bursting forth of identity, it releases out of her and into them. Out of her and into them. But not just her, Lord. I ask in the name that that breakthrough of identity hits this ministry, hits our partner churches, hits the nations that we're called to. Lord, let that breakthrough in identity be today. Let us rise up in authority in the name of Jesus. Rise up in authority. 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 The time is now. There's a plan of God that's suitable for the time that we're in. And that plan is let the people of God rise up in who they're called to be. A breakthrough in identity. A breakthrough in identity. A breakthrough in identity. A breakthrough in identity. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough in identity now in the name of Jesus. I see it. I see it today. I can literally see it in the spirit where all of a sudden we were operating one day and then there's just a burst like a popcorn kernel under the heat, under the pressure, under that fire of God. That fire of God has come onto this ministry this year. This is our year of the fire, and the fire causes a purging and a purification. It applies that heat to the people that it comes into contact with. But I see today, in the name of Jesus, in the fire of God, where the pressure of the fire of God came, a great bursting forth happens in the name of Jesus. A great bursting forth is happening. A great bursting forth is happening. A great bursting forth. A great breakthrough. 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 A great breakthrough in who we are in you. A breakthrough, a revelation breakthrough, a breakthrough that marks us, a breakthrough that marks us, a breakthrough that marks us, a breakthrough that marks us. It changes us from the inside out. We are changed. We are marked by the fire of God today. A great breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough. We praise the God of the breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough today, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough today, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for it. God of the breakthrough, Lord of the fire, God of our salvation. We give you the praise, the breakthrough, the breakthrough, the breakthrough. It's ours now. Put it in the comments. I've got the breakthrough now. I've got the breakthrough now. I've got the breakthrough now. I see clearly. I hear clearly. I know. I've got the breakthrough now. I've got the breakthrough now. I've got the breakthrough now. Boomerang Church International has the breakthrough now. The people attached to the ministry, we have the breakthrough now. We see who we are in Christ. No longer will we be dormant. We have eyes to see. We have ears to hear. An awakening is coming right now into this ministry. It's time for the awakening. It's time for the breakthrough. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Now, in the name of Jesus, not in the future, right now, there's a breakthrough. 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 We're seeing clearly now, in the name of Jesus. Hamba. Go ahead, Joni, if you're plugged up. Loda, if you're not plugged up, that's fine. I just thought that you might have been. Yo bakoda kan. If you have something though, definitely pray. Ya bakara kanda kara kara kakai. Loto koroko koko. I'm not that. No, mic her up. Ya bata kara kanda kara kara kai. La, thank you. Yoboto koro konda sabata karakai. La da kanda ya ya ya. Lo da ka. We see our local church services differently. We see it differently. We see it differently. We see it differently. No longer will there just be ori asaya bakara kanda karakai. It will not be pulling teeth in church. It will not be dragging people three quarters of the way through to get the breakthrough. People come in on Sunday morning full to the overflow with the anointing and the fire of God. We see every time we assemble together, every life group meeting, every prayer meeting, every church service, we see a release of the anointing of God. We see people coming in pre-stirred, pre-stirred. We're not that, we're Odiasaya Bakaraka, Odiasaya Bakaraka. The way that I see it, and hear me, I understand all natural peanut butter is better for you. But the way that I see it is how gross it looks when the things aren't mixed together. There's a pre-stirring that happens. There's a pre-stirring that we need to do. Staying mixed all the time. Not a separation of the godly and the profane that we live with. I'm saying that we throw away the profane and we allow him to stir together spirit and soul, that our soul would be so united and linked together with him that we would be pre-stirred all the time. We don't have to stir our soul up. We come in pre-stirred. The revelation of who we are, it leads us into the fullness. We don't have to have someone else stir us up. The revelation of who we are, the revelation of who God is, the revelation of the love of God, the revelation of our identity, it causes us to stay in the place of being stirred. It causes us to stay in the place of being stirred. My soul, I call it today to be submitted to the will of God. Let my soul yoke together with the Spirit of God, that together we would be pre-stirred and walking in power, walking in authority, walking in an overflow, walking in an overflow. In our church services, our local meetings, every time we gather together, there is a release of the anointing, and the people do not need to get primed. We're primed today. We're priming the pump today. We don't need to get worked up. We have a Lord that is awesome. Breakthrough today in the name.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, I see a breakthrough at 8:15 a.m. prayer. A breakthrough of any funk and garbage that would ever try to be there. I see a breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. A breakthrough over the finances of this body. A breakthrough in our homes. A breakthrough in our family. A breakthrough everywhere we go. A breakthrough in our workplaces. A breakthrough when we're going through the stores. No more shall it be hard to win souls in Albemarle. No more will it be hard to win souls in Troy. A breakthrough in the ground in Troy. A breakthrough in the ground in Salisbury. A breakthrough in the ground in Charlotte. A breakthrough coming to this body now in the name of Jesus. Whatever might have tried to be hindering us at our breakthrough in the workplaces with our promotions, a breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. No more slumps, no more lack, no more the enemy trying to come against us. There's a breakthrough rising in this body now in Jesus' name. Oh, kele kese kele kalala ya la ya la la ya la la. Oh la 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 le 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 kele le kele le kele le kele le.
Lord, I thank you. As Lisa put in the comments, I know that's something that we've heard Dr. Richard say in the promo. I know it's something that we could say cutely, but we're not saying it cutely. We're saying it in faith. Every time we gather together, release of the power of God. Every time we gather together, release of the fire of God. Every time we assemble, every time we gather together, Pentecost. Lord, I thank you for the minds, the mindsets that were in Pentecost. The mindsets, just like Corey and I were talking about yesterday. One mind, one spirit, one vision, one mind, one spirit, one vision. And that vision is you. We've got to be a people of honorable use. We've got to be a people that receive the breakthrough, that we would live for you. Lord, we are to live as a representation of the fullness of God, filled by God, representing the filling of God. Filled by God, representing the filling of God. A breakthrough in identity, that we would be those that come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Come boldly before the throne of grace. Come boldly before the throne of grace for help in time of need. Today, we are those that have eyes to see. Eyes to see. Eyes to see. Eyes to see, eyes to see clearly who we are in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Eyes to see clearly. Those ariasaya bakaka kanda. Lada kanda kare kariata. Now hear me. Ariasaya, the phrase that just came up to me, I want to explain a little bit. There's a partner church that we love, and they have a song that we sing when we go to them. And it says, you know, if I have to dip seven times, if I have to push and break in line, I'm going to get what's been paid for. I'm going to go and get what's mine. But hear me, God is so faithful. I don't have to push my way to him. I don't have to nudge others out of the way. I just have to put on hunger and go to God. But that level of urgency, no matter what it takes, I'm pursuing my God with that level of confidence that says, if there would be things in front of me that would try to block me, I am breaking them out of the way by the authority of God. I am pushing my way by God's grace and strength, not on my own. I am walking, and the anointing is making a way for me, and I'm coming to my God, and I'm getting what he paid for me to have. I'm getting what he paid for me to have. I'm getting what he paid for me to have. I have eyes to see it. I have ears to hear it. We are receiving what you paid for us to have today over this ministry, over our partner churches, over every partner and member. We believe that the eyes to see clearly and the confidence to pursue you with a tenacity, with a bulldog faith. Lord, like a predator hunts after their prey, like your word translates out to mean when it says we're hungry. Lord, we are hungering after you and nothing else and no one else will satisfy. We pursue the presence. We pursue you. We pursue the Father. We pursue the Son. We're filled with the Spirit. We have you. Three in one. We've got our Lord. He has filled us to the full. And now, says the Lord, it's time to walk and not stand still. Receive who you are. Receive my call. Receive my love. And I will fill you all in all. In the name.
Amen.
Yo, bokoko. Receive it right now. Receive that breakthrough. Receive that revelation. Receive it now.
Yes.
Yo, bokoko. La 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 la. Lodo koko.
So la 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 lelele kelele kalala.
Hamba takaka.
Thank you, Lord.
Yanda karakai.
Thank you, Lord.
Yo boto kokoko.
Thank you, Jesus.
Landa karaka. Now, as you're receiving, you just receive. You don't have to pray with us right now.
Sure.
You just get in that place of receiving. When it's time to ramp back up to pray, you'll know it. I'll cue you for it. But right now, just receive. Receive that breakthrough. Receive that revelation. Hodiasai.
So good.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's see if William can put it on the screen. Ora karakai.
Thank you, Lord.
Please. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, thank you that you are the God who is not content to just have freedom and breakthrough available. You are the God that looks for every nook and cranny of opportunity to get breakthrough to us. Not just available, but get it to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see it in the spirit, just that breakthrough beginning to pop open even now.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that peace of God.
Yeah.
That love of God,
yeah.
That anointing of God, I see it bursting forth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of a sudden, and not like a violent bursting forth, but like I see it like a warm release of just the water of His love. Honey, I said, just a warmth that just begins to slowly ooze out. And I know that word ooze sounds weird. I'm sorry. Oria saya bakaka. But just a warmth that begins in the heart of man. That warmth from the inside out that just begins to crack open and spread through your very body. That's how I'm seeing it. Is it just slowly, warmly spreading through. Not that it's going to take a long time, but it's enjoyable. The process of this breakthrough, it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. The process mm-hmm. of this revelation, mm-hmm. it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. That joy, that revelation that the Lord had me share yesterday of who we are loved by, how big He is,
yeah.
how kind He is.
Yeah.
Lord, we're loved by You. And You have filled Your bride with glorious purpose. You've given Your church a glorious, not painful burden, a glorious burden. And that is to be filled to overflow.
Yeah.
That we would receive that breakthrough to overflow.
Yeah.
To receive it to overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have it in hand? Awesome. So Hannah, as we were praying, the image that Hannah saw that the Lord brought up to her, if you'll put it on the screen, William. I know, I'm throwing something new at you. So the image of what she saw was there's the top image of someone who's purposing to break through all of this muck. And then you see in the bottom, someone who's so close to getting the riches, someone who's so close to breaking through into what they've carved their way to get to. Like, it's not like that was a free pathway. The bottom one took effort. It took time. It took discipline. It took diligence to get there. But that bottom one is someone who, instead of receiving the breakthrough, they got discouraged. They started looking at themselves. They started looking at all of their effort, all of their time, the cost that they paid. They started looking at that. And when they were so close to the breakthrough point, yeah. they turned and walked away. Yeah. And what Hannah saw as we were praying is she saw, I keep seeing this cartoon. There's a release of the light of God to press in for the breakthrough. If you'll put it back up just for one more moment. In this cartoon, all this man needed was for, like you see in the middle of that place where it's like weak enough and there's a color distortion, there, that moment, the light of God is pushing its way through. It's breaking through. If he'd held on, if he'd swung one more time in faith,
yeah.
Lord, that breakthrough would have happened. He would have seen the light through at the end of the tunnel. today. The release, the breakthrough that we're talking about is a breakthrough to continue, is a breakthrough of receiving our identity that we would not quit when we're this close.
Yes.
We're so close. We are like the time, I'm telling you, the time of the awakening is right now. The time of the awakening is right now. It's not years away. It's right now. The time of the awakening is right now. Yeah. Right now. Right receive now. This breakthrough anointing that the light of God that we talked, that we prayed about at the beginning of this time of prayer. Receive this breakthrough that the light of God may come and would fill us with that gentle breakthrough, that strength that spreads through every bit of who we are to keep swinging. 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 You can cut to this camera. Keep swinging in the name of Jesus. Keep swinging. Keep going. Keep pressing in. Keep going. Keep pressing in. Keep going. Keep pressing in. Keep going. Do not quit. Breakthrough is now. It's now. The fullness of the times is now.
Thank you, Lord.
The fire is now.
Thank you, Lord.
It's now. It's now. And the continual increase of God is imminent. It's imminent. It has to happen. As we get closer and closer to the return of Jesus, that increase, it has to happen. That flood of end time prophecy, that flood of the latter rain, it's imminent. It is happening. Don't quit and miss it. Okay. So the Lord just reminded me of something that he showed me years ago. Again, like I was sharing with Corey yesterday, the Lord, like when I first started becoming a person of prayer, the Lord brought up to me, like he would talk to me in visions regularly to teach me principles. I'm so thankful for it. It was like foundational principles. And what he just brought up to me was a vision that he showed me 5-6 years ago. And in this vision, we were at like a base camp, and it wasn't just me. It was like a base camp army, and there were tents that were pitched. We were sleeping, and like it was a peaceful place. It was restful, and some people were sleeping. Some people were like up and moving about the camp, but there were tents on both sides, and there was a walkway, and there were people that were always walking, but there, it was a time of resting. It was a time of resting. And then all of a sudden, in this vision that the Lord gave me, there was a massive sound, like a massive alarm, like a massive trumpet type sound to wake up the people. And it like an alarm of like, and the sound just kept coming, and it was there to wake people up. And in the vision, I'm like jolting awake and sitting up. And I'm walking out of the tent, and there are some that are moving. Like in this vision, it's like a valley here, a cliff, hill, mountain type thing here that has a walkway. And then there's a plain up here, like a flatland up here. So this base camp is set up right beside this cliff. And there's some people that are waking up to start walking up the mountain. There's some. But for sure, not the majority of who is at this base camp. And in this vision, I'm woken up and I'm looking around and I'm like, do you not hear it? And I'm like going from tent to tent, like trying to wake people up, trying to say, hey, it's time to go. Let's go. And some of them rolled over. Some of them just kind of looked at me flippantly and were like, I'll get there at some point. But not many moved with urgency. And so as I'm going through tent to tent, the alarm goes and there's a knowing in me that says, it's time to just go up the mountain. It's time to go. And so I had to leave this camp and start walking up the mountain. And the majority of the people that were at this base camp stayed. But there were some that walked up this mountain. And in, like, we're walking, that alarm is going, like, it's it's clear and that it's urgent that we get there. So I'm walking and I'm walking and I'm walking with a group. And at the top of this mountain, there's an assembly of people. There are people that had come from other sides of the mountain. It was not just those that were in the base camp with me. There are people that had gathered together, and there is an assembly, a mass assembly, not as big as what God had, or not as big as what could have been had everyone responded, but there was still an assembly. There's always a remnant. So in this vision, I get to the top and there's this grouping together of people, this mass flood of people. And I walk up to where they are, and all of a sudden there is a light and there is a glorious splendor. And the angel of light, Adi Asaya Bakarakan, I can't tell you whether it was Jesus or if it was the Father, but there was just a bursting forth of the light of God, a bursting forth that went like feet and feet and feet and feet and feet above this group of people. Like, I'm talking 10 times bigger than the group of people itself. And it was there, and it was the glory of God. And every person there was able to receive the glory and able to participate with the glory. And they were there, but the others missed it. The reason that I believe the Lord's bringing this up is because today is an alarm bell. Today is an alarm bell. Today there is a releasing. There's an that's happening. Do not quit. Do not be those that stay in the tent. Do not be those that stay slumbering. Do not be those that will hear with a tickling of their ears the good news of life and just stay and not respond. Today is a day of responding. Today is a day of, in faith, receiving that breakthrough, receiving that fresh strengthening, receiving walking up the side of the mountain, receiving the anointing to have hinds feet on high places, as we've been praying out, receiving that strength to walk, that fortitude to keep going. Because if we will not grow weary in well-doing, in due season we will reap. And well-doing is now. Due season is now. Due season is now. Put it in the comments. Due season is now. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. Receive this breakthrough anointing of your identity. Receive this fresh strengthening today. Because if we will not grow weary, we will be those that reap. But hear me, that's a choice. In the vision, that's a choice. It was everyone's choice. I could not force people to come with me. I presented the option. I presented the choice. And those that would come, came. Those that wouldn't, didn't. But I can't concern myself with the choices that other men and women make. My job is to receive the breakthrough. My job is to receive the infilling. My job is to receive the fullness of the times, receive the fullness of Him, that in these last days I would be a representation of the times to come. But when God says it's time to move, we've got to move. It's time to go to Him. It's time to continue on. It's time to press in for breakthrough. It's time to receive the empowerment. It's time. It's time. It's time. Do not be those that slumber. This is me being that, what I saw in that vision of that alarm clock that was going from tent to tent to tent. The Lord's using it right now to be an alarm clock. Wake up. Wake up. Be the body of Christ. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, Boomerang. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, Hope City. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, March of Faith. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, Boomerang Albemarle. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, Boomerang Troy. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, Boomerang Salisbury. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be, Boomerang Charlotte. Be the body of Christ that you're called to be. Every partner, every member, be the body of Christ. Be the body of Christ today. Wake up today. Don't quit today. Continue. Don't, as Sammy just said, wake up. Do not give up. Don't give up, Sammy. Don't give up, Sammy. Don't give up, Jules. Don't give up, Pastor Danny. Don't give up, Corey. Don't give up, Matthew. Don't give up, Jake. Don't give up, Pastor Zach. Don't grow weary in well-doing, every person watching now and in the time to come. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. The plans of God are those that we would be filled. The plan of God for this time that we're in is that we would be filled to the full, to the overflow, and be His ambassadors of authority on this earth. Do not give up. It's due season. Do not give up. It is 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 due season. Put it in the comments. I will not give up. It's my due season. I will not give up. It is my due season. I will not give up. It's my due season. It's our 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 due season. Lord, so we just receive that anointing, that breakthrough anointing today. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. We receive it now in the name. Say it with me, one voice. Father, we receive that breakthrough anointing now in the name. We will not give up. We will not stop short. We will not grow weary. It's our due season. And I receive the breakthrough now. Hallelujah. Now just begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the breakthrough. A breakthrough. A breakthrough. Thank you, Father, for it. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. We receive the breakthrough. We receive that breakthrough now. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. And Lord, you alone get the glory of what takes place through this day of breakthrough. You alone are glorified through what happens. You alone get the glory. You alone get the glory. You alone get the glory. Lord, today, as we receive it and we walk it out today, let all of the glory that could have come to man, let us roll it over to you, Lord. You alone be glorified through this ministry, its partners, its members and attenders. We thank you. We thank you that you are not content to see us quit. You are the God that strengthens us to finish. A finishing anointing. A finishing anointing. A finishing anointing. A finishing anointing. We're not just those that start, we are those that finish. A finishing anointing. A finishing anointing. I release now by the authority I have in the kingdom through my pastors, a finishing anointing be loosed in the name over this ministry, over our partners. In the name of Jesus, we loose that apostolic anointing now, a finishing anointing to be strong in the day of finishing, a finishing anointing to be strong in this time, a finishing anointing to fulfill the plan of God, a finishing anointing, a finishing anointing in the name of Jesus. And as Dylan just put in the comments, it's our due season. I know, like, hear me. I know in that word, it's D-U-E, but he just put in, it's our due, D-E-W season. In this place of unity, in this place of unity comes a commanded refreshing of God. It's our due season, and the dew is refreshing. It's refreshing. A refreshing in the finishing. A refreshing in the finishing. That's right on, Dill. A refreshing in the finishing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, in the name, your grace, your peace be over this body. In the name of Jesus, let it be multiplied. Let our partners, our members, our attenders, this ministry, our partner churches, let today be a day of refreshing, a day of breakthrough, a day of us knowing who we are in Christ, and a day of your anointing in us. And now that we've received, it's flowing through us, that we may represent to the world who we're connected to. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory be to God. And just like so many days here on this time of prayer, do you see how vital every joint supply is? Every joint supply matters to the flow of the anointing. It matters to what God releases. Thank you, Dylan, such a good word. Hannah, such a good word. Man, Joni, such a good word. Everybody else, like, so much revelation is in the comments. We can't read it all. This is the breakthrough anointing we were praying about. People see it. People have it. And we're walking it out today. Juliet, such a good word to start the day off with. Glory to God. So today, if you want to partner with this ministry, look, there's a new release of grace that we just broke into today by the Spirit of God. If you want to see this active in your life, one of the best ways to do that is partner with this ministry. Partner with the grace that you just prayed for. Partner with us. As we advance the kingdom of God in these last days, if you're not officially signed up to be a partner yet, what are you waiting for? You can do that by going to whatsright.com/partner today. Officially sign up and watch as your life increases. Another way to partner with the vision on this ministry is to sow into the work of this ministry. And hear me, there's a lot that we are doing. We are up to a lot. We are going to the Philippines in May. We are about to go. Brother Brian just announced it on the broadcast 2 days ago. We're about to start doing 5 days a week of broadcast television. All of these things require costs. We're traveling this weekend. Brother Brian is traveling to release leadership and the fire of God into other churches and ministers. We're constantly doing things. Brother Brian's about to be on Faith TV. Like there's so much that's happening. There's so much that's happening, and we need men and women who will not just partner with us in word, but will partner with us in deed, in the deed of prayer and in the deed of sowing. And I want to share something that Jake saw earlier today. Oh, I really hope that I can scroll all the way back. I can't. It's gone. But here's the heart of what he was saying. Basically, Jake saw in the spirit a breakthrough of revelation knowledge for the people that are called to carry the end time wealth of God. A breakthrough of revelation in our identity. And they would be the ones to finance and fund the exploits of God on this earth. So today, if that's you and it's time, you know it's time. You're like, I've got to be a part. My life has got to be a part. My offering's got to be a part. I need to partner with this ministry. Then we encourage you to do so. Go to givewww.org. We've got a bunch of different ways to sow on there that's available to you. Just be obedient. You're under no compulsion. You don't have to. But we know that God is not just laying partnership in the hearts of men and women solely to pray. There is a coming together and a sharing of resources. Just like we share resources with y'all, it is right and it's biblical for partners to share resources back, that together we can be one body accomplishing the vision and mission of God. So today, if you want to partner specifically with our missions team going to the Philippines, put Philippines in the memo. If you want to partner specifically with DirecTV, put DirecTV in the memo. But regardless, your seed of partnership goes into this ministry. And in the name of Jesus, we call for every seed in the name, every seed that represents a life, that represents blood, sweat, and tears. Lord, the same way that the blood of Abel's offering cried out to God, the blood's in the offering. Lord, the blood that's attached to this offering they're sowing today, I ask that there be a special super, and hear me, I'm not saying special because God, what, I'm asking, Lord, that there be a supernatural release of your anointing and your breakthrough on their finances. The same breakthrough that we just received spiritually, receive the breakthrough financially today as you sow into this ministry. We declare it now in the name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And then today at noon, we are going to be back with Lunch Plus. It's going to be awesome. Noon Eastern Standard Time. We do a fresh daily word that the Lord's commanded us to give. It's revelatory. It's on time. And today it's going to be no different. We receive that power of God and that breakthrough in Lunch Plus now. We thank you for just joining us, partnering with us. We ask, Lord, let every person watching blessed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We love you abundantly, and we'll see you today at noon. And if not then, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here for Frontlines Prayer. Blessed in Jesus' name.